Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, the After Show podcast is on. Today is Thursday, June the 8th. And we have a guest in the studio.
Dun, da, da, da.
In wrestling, he's known as the human highlight reel Austin Lane. So he came in wearing a shirt. I don't even know what he's wearing. It's got a clown on it or something.
Everyone knows what it is but you.
It is Pennywise, the dancing clown. I can't believe you haven't seen It.
It's from the original clown, scary clown movie, It.
Is that old?
Stephen King.
It's not that old, like 80s, maybe?
I think it's early 90s.
Well, it was the story 90s. Of, I guess it was a book first, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. It was a book first. Well, it was actually done in a two-part TV miniseries. So the first half of it was like set during the 70s.
Right.
Second half, the kids are adults. You've got to watch it. The new movie comes out in September.
So the new movie looks freaky because I've seen the trailer.
Yes, mm-hmm. And the new movie is more like the book. Mm. It's not really like, the first one was made more for TV.
Uh-huh.
But the guy who done a Rocky Horror Picture Show, he's it. He's Pennywise.
Never seen that either.
Never seen.
Have you seen that?
You are deprived.
Have you?
In more ways than one.
Yes.
Listen, okay. First of all, that's not allowed. That's not allowed. This is our podcast.
This is the best podcast ever already.
We're not going to make any jokes about anything in my personal life. Because he tells me the other day, he listened to the podcast where my wife was on.
Mm-hmm. Yes, is the best one
yet. Yeah, it was hilarious.
It was awesome. You should do a show, like a Beauty and the Beast show with you and Leslie. Is it still true that, like, you threw Leslie in the ocean.
You can't use my "is it still true?" Jeez. What is it?
Is this still true you have a prescription for blue pills?
Get out of here.
This is the best guest ever.
This is his final appearance ever. Oh, my gosh. So Kelly comes to work this morning.
Oh, he automatically goes to me.
And I walk in, and the first thing I notice
is the same thing.
No, everyone lace. Has. Everyone mm-hmm. has said something today. I'm never wearing it again.
It, because it's lingerie?
Because she wore lingerie to work.
She did.
No. She wore what is supposed to be... It's now outerwear for her.
I got it at a boutique, and it's supposed to be seen. And number
so
one...
So is lingerie. It's supposed to
nothing,
be seen.
It is supposed to be
I'm
seen.
I'm wearing a shirt today that is a slouchy shirt that covers everything. Am I wearing anything unacceptable today, like as the shirt goes?
I mean, compared to most days... Shirt. No. Most days she tries to show off her bosom.
You're absolutely... lying, and you know it.
David?
You can look at all of the pictures of us, and I've never done that.
Is it still true that you typically change before our pictures
that
to
is,
show less
you
bosom?
Are absolutely lying. But anyway, this is called, I've been told today, it's called a bralette.
Okay.
That's
but,
lingerie.
But you're it's like, lingerie, you wear it like under tank tops or whatever, and it's supposed to be like a cute little layering type deal.
We're not saying there's anything wrong with it.
But no. Y'all are going over the top.
We're
about
just
it.
Saying you're showing off lingerie.
Okay, fine. I
is
am
it still
showing
true
off.
You have fishnets on?
Actually, as a matter of fact, I do.
I'm telling you. She must have thought we were having different
tomorrow.
Guests today.
Fishnets tomorrow.
No, so, okay, so Austin's a guy who got me into looking at those pop vinyl figures we've talked about a couple different
yes.
times.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when he was first showing me those, he was showing me, like, the things I've never seen, like The Walking Dead and like, even Ghostbuster stuff. But then when I realized they had Baywatch and Saved by the Bell and all that, I was like,
and
these
E.T.
are really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all have the E.T. one?
Yes, we do.
I haven't found that one yet.
Yes, I had to order that one online, because it's usually about... trying to find the Funko Pop.
Yeah, right.
I mean, so, but I had to actually order that one online because I couldn't find it anywhere and I just gave up, said I'll order it.
I saw the other day in the store, I saw the Batman that's the blue and gray one.
Yeah, like the old school throwback Batman.
Yeah, it was Adam West.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, that's cool to me.
That one's called Batman 66.
Yeah, okay, so yep. I haven't bought any of those yet.
Yes.
What's the biggest part of your collection?
You and my husband would get along so well, Austin.
Oh, the biggest part of the collection is Ghostbusters. Like, because I have everything just about Ghostbusters.
Like, how many things are there?
How many things do I have, or how many things are there? There's probably thousands, like, total.
Of those Funko Pop
Ghostbusters? Oh, well, no, there's probably 50, maybe, between the old ones and the new ones, and then different versions. But I have...
That's a lot.
Like, yeah, I have all of the Funko Pops of them.
That's pretty cool.
And the Dorbs.
What?
I'm
Dorbs.
Sorry.
What's a dorb?
Do you have a prescription
dorb
for that?
Dorb is like a smaller Funko Pop.
But they don't move.
Right. They don't move, and the heads are not as exaggerated.
So do the other ones move?
You're used to exaggerations.
Will you stop picking on me?
Oh, man.
Jeez. I was going to tell you something you would think is really neat.
What is neat?
On this day, back in, 1984?
Yes.
Two movies came out on this day. It was mm-hmm. 33 years ago. The two movies, one of them was Goonies.
Yes. One of my favorite.
Which I've never seen.
Don't.
I've never seen that either.
Are you serious?
David, I don't care about you, like, because you're younger and like I get it.
Yeah, David, I don't care about
you. No. But for you to not have ever seen Goonies, like, this is almost a friendship destroyer to me.
I've been waiting for the moment I could do this.
Austin, help me. Please help me.
I have a 14-year-old daughter and a 10-year-old daughter who love the Goonies.
I have a 14-year-old son, 13-year-old daughter, and a 9-year-old son who have all seen it and love it.
My 10-year-old daughter has an actual replica of the Goonies map. I have a Goonies t-shirt.
Bring them close. I want to talk to them for just a second.
Come in here.
Okay.
Come on, girls.
I'll let you do the official introductions and all that stuff. But also on this date, okay, so it was Goonies on this date in 84.
Yeah, and get to the big one. We know the big one.
And Ghostbusters on this date, 84.
Today is actually Ghostbusters Day.
Oh. Is it?
Yes. Even if you go to the Ghostbusters Twitter, it'll have the balloons pop up because it's a birthday. Today is Ghostbusters Day.
That's kind of cool.
Yes.
So it's a big day for you.
Yes, it is a huge day for me.
What do you do on Ghostbusters Day?
You watch Ghostbusters. What else? Oh, that and hunt ghosts.
This is ridiculous.
I have a proton pack. I've told you that.
Are we really doing this podcast?
Yes.
I guess so.
This podcast
needs to be in a crate.
A loot crate.
Let's talk to the girls real quick.
All right. We got Destiny and Megan Underwood here.
All right. What's up, girls?
Say hi, girl.
Okay. So your dad has all these different toys, right?
Yes.
Are y'all embarrassed by the fact that he has so many toys?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, we got a yes.
Hold on.
The younger ones, no. The older ones, yes.
The younger one has a collection of Goonies, Back to the Future, E.T.
Wait a minute. You've seen all those movies?
It's an 80s festival.
Are you forcing your children?
Movies.
Which one?
What's your favorite movie?
Mine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you being serious?
Yes. It's a good movie.
Like, she knows all of the dates and everything. Like, when they go into the future, when they go into the past, she knows every single thing.
That's crazy.
She will see something, like an actor in another movie that played in Back to the Future, and she'll call out, hey, he was in Back to the Future, too.
Are you being serious?
I am serious.
How many are there? Are there three Back to the Futures?
There are three.
Have you seen all three? Okay, of course she has.
Multiple times.
I think I've seen the first one, maybe the second one.
She has a script, an actual copied script of Back to the Future 1 signed by all of the actors.
That's cool.
How did you get that?
Daddy.
That's awesome. That's a very cool prize.
But now the one over here that says that she's embarrassed by it.
Well, she's a little older.
No, she collects. She collects Harry Potter.
See?
That's not too bad.
She has a replica wand. We go to the Universal. We go to the Harry Potter land. I mean, she's a huge... huge nerd, too. She just is trying to act cool in front of the barrel boy.
Oh, gosh.
What do you mean in front of the barrel boy?
Yeah, exactly.
Are you being serious?
I'm being serious.
She really wants a photo with him.
Yes, she wants a photo with barrel boy.
Oh, my. I'm so embarrassed.
I'm going to have to take her in another room and tell her how he really is.
Oh, my gosh.
Exactly.
I love Harry Potter, though. I actually just read all the books for the first time all the way through, like, a couple months ago.
Yeah, but, like, weren't you, like, two when the movies came out?
First one came
out.
Right? It was like 2001. I was 8.
That's wild.
How old are you?
I'm 24. Just turned 24.
You know what's crazy, though? Like, we're talking about all that stuff.
Is it still true you breastfed till you're 21?
22. If you're going to make fun of me, get it right.
Oh, I've already heard the story about Coach Oaf.
Coach
right?
Oaf.
Yeah. I thought it was Olaf.
Brandon likes to call him Olaf.
Yeah. Well, I don't like to call him that. I just thought his name was Olaf.
Do you want to build a snowman?
Will you stop doing that?
What?
What is even happening today?
I don't know. You're the one who brought it all
up. Do you ever wrestle anymore?
Yes. Yeah, I still wrestle. Wrestle for Cape Championship Wrestling.
Yeah, that's good,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So they're doing a pretty good job up there in Illinois.
They're doing an awesome job. We debut Wednesday night on Fight TV.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. and then it's on demand after that.
That's cool. So, still Tuckerman, too?
Yep.
Valiant Arena?
I'm kind of healing up right now.
What does that mean? Are you hurt?
Yeah, always.
What hurts?
Everything hurts.
Well, at your age, everything
hurts.
You've been in wrestling. Everything hurts.
Have you watched Brandon walk?
Yeah.
It's weird, right?
With a cane.
I don't walk with the cane. I'm better now that I have a Sleep Number bed.
Yeah, that's true.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
But it's funny, in our Sleep Number commercials, especially when we started doing the earlier ones, They want us to talk about our experiences in our beds and stuff like that. And we were concerned after the first few ran, they aired on the radio station, because it sounded like Kelly and I slept in the same bed.
Yeah. And then we had to start.
My setting's on a 75. She's like, mine's on a 55.
And then we started.
Like the commercial.
And then we started. I was like, mine's on a 55. My husband's is on a 75.
Yeah. And I promise I'm married. And Brandon's not in my bed.
And mine's on a 75, and it's in a different household.
Yes, I know.
I gotta show you. Still true that you shop in like old people's sections?
Will you stop doing that? Is it still true?
You're upset that someone's taking
your hashtag.
He's using
my, is it still true? I want to show him the one of the first photos I saw on social media this morning, because this was funny. Okay, so a friend of mine's a radio DJ in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And he always posts this random type of throwback early in the morning. He does a morning show too. So
there's
this picture of Andre the Giant, and he's holding somebody's head. And I promise you, and I sent this.
Show him how you did it to me. Like how you.
I said, hey, I can't remember how I said it.
You're like, hey, I didn't know Joey had this picture with Andre the Giant.
It looks like her husband, right?
I swear it does. It looks just like Joey.
So it's just like I did like that real quick, and I backed it back away.
And I was like, oh my gosh. Did he? And I thought maybe Joey actually photoshopped a picture of himself in with an Andre the Giant picture. And then when I actually looked at it, I realized it wasn't Joey. Oh,
but why does it look so much
like... Did you send it to him?
I haven't sent it to him. Should
it's I? It's funny. Yeah.
Well, I don't want him to be offended.
He doesn't get offended.
I just thought of this. Joey looks like Andy Kaufman.
No, I don't think so.
He does. What? Andy Kaufman.
I don't. Have you seen her husband?
I don't think he's Andy Kaufman.
What if he is Andy Kaufman? He's not
surprised.
Kelly says she has to leave here in a few moments because she's got to go, I don't know, lingerie shopping.
If y'all say get a pedicure one more time.
Well, like she told us, I have a list of things.
She has basketball games she's going to go play in, then swimming lessons after that.
Well, David gets to go home and take naps.
Don't forget, she's got lingerie on.
I don't take naps.
But I actually have three kids, and they have activities, and I have another job.
So summer really is crazy
for parents. Yeah, it is. Like he's got three basketball games today.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a camp.
He's a baller.
So... It's a camp, and then Ella has swimming practice, and we just have a lot going on.
That's a lot of stuff. And you still have to run your business, which is doing a summer camp as well.
Correct.
Yeah, no wonder you wore lace.
We're taking a kid swimming today.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to swim in your lingerie?
All I have to do is take this shirt off, and I've got the lingerie on. It's just what I do with kids.
Thanks, Kylie.
Sheesh.
It's like, Kylie, hey, did you hear about the Heidi Klum coffee book?
No. What about the coffee book?
Hold up.
Somebody go, no, David.
I'm not showing.
There are children in here.
Let me, it's just the Heidi Klum. It's like the cover. It's fine. She put it up on Instagram.
Why does it automatically pop up when you open your computer?
Uh-huh.
Is it still true he's not talking about that website? It pops up every time you open David's computer.
That's just obscene.
No, like legit, it's pretty cool because she's going to put out a book. I guess she's done a lot of photographs over the last 10 years with no clothes on.
Yep.
So the same photographer has done all of her photo shoots.
That one.
So he has a full collection of her photo shoots with no clothes, and it's going to be a coffee table book.
I wonder how much it'll be called, or how much it will be, because it's called what? Heidi Klum. Let me look it up.
So she's going to sell this.
And you can have it on your coffee
I've got
table.
The same pictures of me. I may try to make one.
Oh, that's fantastic. I actually have that book. It's on my coffee table.
Yeah.
So tonight,
that's why he's called the human highlight reel.
Oh, God.
It actually comes with a magnifying glass.
Oh, God. His own magnifying glass.
On that note, we are out of here. Thanks for stopping by, man. We'll see you soon.